This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. It is a Friday morning, so it's time to catch up with John Letts, my horse racing expert. John, how are you?
Yeah, howdy, Jordan. How was your trip?
Good. Just nice to get away from work for a week and, you know, recharge the batteries. But unfortunately, that means I missed out on the Port Augusta races last weekend, which apparently went off like a frog in a sock.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great meeting up there, Jordan. The reports were fantastic, and the whole area now, as you know, has been re-turfed up there. There's no dust bowl out the front of the grandstand anymore where people have to walk along it. It's all, unfortunately, I think I told you before about that, Jordan, that the grass from the oval up there where they replanted the oval, we were fortunate enough at the Port Augusta Race Club to get hold of the old footy ground.
Right.
Down the front, yes. Now it's just like walking in a mini Flemington.
That's really interesting how that works. I guess, hey, good for recycling.
Yeah. Well, hey, wasn't it a good idea, though? Because, I mean, how long would it have taken? It would have taken, well, who's to say that it would have grown real well? Because some of the, you know, with the soil up there, would have taken years to grow, wouldn't it?
Mm.
But they've just gone bang, 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 put it in there, and it's been... it's just been an instant success, and we're looking forward to a great year this year. Good support from the trainers and the jockeys and the owners already, and we've got a heap of meetings to go. But of course, hopefully, Jordan, and this is just unofficially, and we hopefully it does come to fruition, is in the meeting in July, early in July, but we're pretty well sure we're going to get the Lexus Melbourne Cup up there at the start of the tour. So we're hoping that happens. We're working on it at the moment, and the Victorian Racing Club are working with us, and we hope that we can have it up there. So that would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yeah, for sure. A bit of local recognition on the roadshow.
Yeah. Hey, Jordan, tell me just about this. You know, with the footy, with the head injuries and you know, the ACLs and ankles. Well, look at our team last week. You're on my team. We had to be we should have been up there selling crutches because we could have
of course.
Any ankle injury,
Port Adelaide were limping off the ground left, right and centre, but that's, I guess, going a bit too hard against Richmond. You've got to go hard against Richmond.
Well, did you see them last night, Richmond? I mean, they're a terrifying team when they're at their best.
I was because I saw the scores leading up to, like, just in the second quarter, and I thought, oh, okay, St Kilda are really, you know, sticking with them. And then I woke up this morning, checked the scores, and thought, never mind, Richmond are back to what they were doing.
they're back to what they're doing, but they are good. And you know the great part about Richmond, and you know this as a football umpire yourself, the great part about Richmond, they don't look for any players. They play as a team. They're hard at the ball, and there's not one of them does take a backward step. I know sometimes I get angry sometimes when some of those commentators, you know, they say, oh, that was a courageous run in there, and there's a guy walked away with concussion and a broken collarbone. And I mean, the bloke doesn't go in to do that, but sometimes they say, how courageous was that? Well, sometimes, what do you think about the idea of the head guards for the protection? I think it's a great idea. Do you think it'll ever come in?
I don't know if they'll ever accept it in AFL. I know because in America with their football, they, you know, they're all kitted up wearing their padding and whatnot. But also, concussions are still a real problem, even with the helmets. There's no real protection for your brain if you're going head first into a tackle kind of thing. It's dangerous no matter what you're wearing.
Yeah, well, see, we had that in racing a lot too, Jordan, years ago when I was riding. There was no vests, and there was the helmets were different. Now they're all safety tested and all that, and they got the vests. And I don't know whether the vests help a lot, but they do help a little bit. But I mean, even if there's a little bit of help there, because you go through the injuries, and I mean, I look at the injuries and I think, oh, gee, you know, with the ACL replacements, it's all right now when you're in your 20s to 30s, which is about a footballer's life. Or we'll just say 18 to 30. But later on in life, and I know a lot of footballers, and there are a lot of mates of mine, and they've had ACL knee replacements, ACL joints, concussion, brain injuries. I mean, these are things that people look at and they say, oh, well, you know, they'll get over it. But a lot of times they don't, do they?
No. These are, you know, chronic injuries. They persist.
Yeah, they're lifelong. Now, tell me this before we go into the racing, very quickly. Now, I had my flu injection this week. Now, I hope you've had yours.
No, I don't think I'm eligible just yet, but I will get it as soon as I can.
Yeah, get it, because it doesn't hurt. The nurse was very, very... I didn't even know she'd give me my flu injection. But the COVID inoculation, it's been put on hold now. There's a lot of people out there frightened of the injections, and oh, I mean, we're all wary of it, aren't we? I'm wary of it. You're wary of it. But where there's two different types now, and Scott Morrison copped a lot of criticism because they were slow getting the vaccine out. But I think a lot of people now should be clapping their hands because there's there was a woman with this AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. There's been another woman developed a blood clot. So, I mean, I'm happy that I haven't had it yet because I'm going to go for the other one. I'm going to go for the Pfizer.
Well, I guess, you can wait your turn, I guess. The problem with the AstraZeneca is that there's a lot more of it and they're producing it here in Australia as well. So you've got a better chance of getting that one. You may be waiting longer for the Pfizer vaccine. Of course, I'm under the age of 50, so I definitely will have to wait for another vaccine other than AstraZeneca. But it's a bit of a tricky situation at the moment, especially because we want to get vaccinated as quickly as possible.
Well, it is too. But, I'm prepared to wait. And I mean, if you do have your flu vaccine, you've got to wait for a few weeks anyway before you can have your COVID injection. So I'm quite happy with the situation myself and my wife are in at the moment. I'm quite happy to have the Pfizer because when you pick up the paper and you see there's little bits of doubts about the other ones and that, and it just worries you a little bit. I mean, there mightn't be anything in it, but there's always, well, you know what the press is like. The press always, that's about all they got to write about that. And I picked up the paper. You pick up the paper every day and it's if they can't, when the football season finishes, your paper goes down to about half the size it should be. even though you and I love the footy. Anyway, a lot of people out there love it. But anyway, let's get away to see how we go. Oh, gee, I'll tell you what I've done this week, Jordan, and I do it some weeks, but a lot of weeks I don't because I don't think, you know, jockeys riding multiple winners on the day, it's very hard to do. But I'll give a couple of jockeys, Jai McNeil's over here tomorrow, and I'll give Jamie Carr, I've got her winning four races in Melbourne tomorrow. Well, that's not beyond her because she's just an outstanding jockey and she could do it. But anyway, we'll get to Morphettville tomorrow. In the first race, I like race one, number two, I like horse called Generation. It's about a $4 chance. In race two, I like number one, Analytica. It's about $3. Race three, I like number four, Toff Love. It's $5. Race four, number four, Echo Boomer. Race five, I like number three, Cadro du Noir. This is in Melbourne as well, Jordan. It's first up and it's over 1,800 metres, but I don't think that they would be bringing it here, that the stable would be bringing it here if it didn't have a good chance because it's a long way to come and it's Kiramar and David Eustace and they're the leading trainers, very easily leading trainers in Melbourne. They've got something like 55 winners. They're 10 ahead of, or more than that ahead of the other trainers over there. And if they're bringing it here, well, they must think it's got a chance. I've tipped it in race five, number three at 6-1. Race six, I like number seven, Montpensiera, favourite of mine, it's about $6. Race seven, number seven, Simon, Tony Short, it's $2. Race eight, number 10, Exhilarates, is $4. And race nine, number three, Deep Dive, $5. We shoot over to Caulfield. And race one, I like number four, Fanciful Cough, it's $4. Race two, I like number 14, Taxu. This horse is interesting because when I went through his form, Jordan, it's very interesting to know this horse has only had 13 starts in his life. He's trained by one of the best training syndicates in Melbourne, which is the Mar and the David Eustace team. And they've got him in Melbourne, and he's first up over there. He's over 1,400 metres. And look, it's at Caulfield. His last six starts, well, I don't know why, but his last six starts has been a stand-down. He's only had one run at Caulfield, and he's run second there. So, look, I'm putting him in as an each-way bet. He's $21. Race two, number 14. Race three, I like number three, Hitchie. I think this is a pretty good horse. Jamie Carter ride for Will Clark and our South Australian trainer, one of our leading trainers here. In race three, number three, it's only short. It's only about $2. Race four, I like number one, Mr. Quickie. How I never tipped him last start, I'll never know because I back him every start. We only have a dollar on him, but I think he can win again tomorrow. He's short, he's $2.50. Race six, number two, La Mexicana, another good ride for Jamie Carr. Race six, number two, Starry Legend, $4. Race seven, number three, this is a good horse too, a horse called Lyre, L-Y-R-E. Ran second last time out, had no luck. It's back to Melbourne, it's about $8. Race seven, number three. Race eight, number three, How Womantic is another one for Jamie Carr. And race nine, number 10, Lornicon. These are $5 chances. Number 10 is another one for Jamie Carr. So Jamie Carr's got a fantastic chance of riding four there tomorrow. What off, Chip? Chip, Jamie will be hoping that I'll be a good tip for there tomorrow. Anyway, Jordan, we just shoot through them. The Caulfield, race one, number four. Race two, number 14. Race three, number three. Race four, number one. Race five, number two. Race six, number two. Race seven, number three. Race eight, number three. Race nine, number 10. Over to Morphettville, race one, number two. Race two, number one. Race three, number four. Race four, number four. Race five, number three. Race six, number seven. Race seven, number seven. Race eight, number 10. And race nine, number three. So that's how I see him tomorrow. I think we're going to have a good day. But, geez, Jai McNeil, if Jai McNeil and Jamie Carr are listening to the program, they'll hope I'm a very good tip for tomorrow, because I think I'll tip them to win four each tomorrow. So it should be a good day for them.
Let's hope the John Letts prophecy comes true, hey?
I hope so there, Jordan. But I'm glad you had a good breakaway, mate. It's nice just to get back into action, isn't it?
Yes, for sure. And looking forward to, doing this for however long I last before I need my next break.
Yeah, for sure.
No worries. All right. John, thank you so much for joining me.
We'll talk to you next week.
Will do. That was John Letts, my horse racing expert, on your Classic It's Breakfast.